Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treats, and I know that because I have three cats at home, all rescues. And they love Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that's full of a creamy paste that they fall in love with. And I can get them to do anything. I highly recommend it. Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or look in your pet stores. You can find it there. And if they don't carry it, tell them they should. Also, good pets foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. Enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com and get 10% off your order. Also, don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also at talkinpets.com, click on Listen Live. Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And also on your smartphone, pound 250. This is Talkin' Pets. I think you all know what that music is, and if you don't, come out from underneath your rock. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and by the way, if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were... If you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these movies. So, number one at the box office last week, F1, the movie. And remember, I said F1. The movie. So, by the way, that made $83 million in its opening week. In my opinion, it should have made more, but it was still number one out there. Brad Pitt does a phenomenal job with this movie. I didn't think I would like it. You know, I'm not that much into race cars, but I have to admit, I am now. Because this movie was fantastic. It makes you feel a lot of the times like you're in the cockpit of that car and you are driving. It's amazing. The movie is so well done. F1 the movie. Go check that one out. No animals to talk about in that one. But there's a lot of creatures in this next one. How to Train Your Dragon, $213 million in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And that movie is worth it. It was great. And everybody that I understand that has seen it is loving it. And your wife liked it too, right, Devin?
Yeah, they just saw it today.
And $213 million in 3 weeks, How to Train Your Dragon. And obviously there's a lot of dragons in the movie. But there's also sheep. Although they're not depicted that well because they're carried away by the dragons.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll just leave it at that. Elio, or Elio, however you want to say it, not doing as well as Disney would hope. $49 million in 2 weeks. It's kind of on the dark side. It's a kid that lost his parents and not happy living with his aunt. And it's just he wants to be abducted. And then he becomes abducted by aliens. And it's cute. It's colorful. I would say, you know, Disney, Pixar, they make great movies. So it deserves more than $49 million in 2 weeks. But it's definitely worth seeing. Is it one of their most popular? Obviously not. But that would be actually Lilo and Stitch, which has, that's number six out there. But that made $405 million in 6 weeks. And I believe over $1 billion worldwide. But number four was Megan 2.0. And I'm disappointed in you guys. I love horror films. And I got to tell you.
Disappointed. Disappointed in everyone.
This one made $15 million in its opening week. It should have made five times at least that amount. This Megan 2, do not base it on what you saw on the first one. Nothing like it. This one is awesome. It kicks butt. And it's a little verbal, so it's not for kids. But the movie was fantastic. So go see it. Megan 2.0. It's really worth it. If you love horror films, don't base it anything on the first one because it's only a reference. It's not like that. It's so good. 28 years later, if you're into zombies, $56 million in 2 weeks. These zombies, I was a little shocked in this one. They weren't wearing clothes. And I was kind of surprised.
The entire movie?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so it's pretty graphic. So no kids, you're not allowed. But the movie itself is actually pretty good. It's not as gory as you think it would be, although there are some scenes. But it's more of a story with a lot of nudity. So zombie nudity. I can't even say it. I'm stumbled on it. those were your top five, actually six with Lilo and Stitch. But are there animals in 28 years later? Yes, there are. There are some dogs in that movie. And they weren't zombies, though. And there were some other creatures, like deer and everything else in this one. It was kind of interesting, the way the story was told in that movie, 28 years later. That was number five. So I did get to screen, of course, F1. And I already told you on that one, it's phenomenal.
I saw that, by the way.
I gave it 4 out of 4. You did see it?
Yeah, and I didn't think I was going to like it.
Remember, I didn't either.
You wanted me to go with you, and then I wound up going with a friend because, like, yeah.
It was well worth it.
It definitely was. I thought I would be bored, and I was like, oh, I'm actually interested.
Does Brad Pitt not remind you of Robert Redford, or is it just me? He looked like
Robert Redford is.
Oh, he's like an older actor. Oh. But he reminds me of him in this movie. And it had, at his age, he's up there as too. Brad looks good still, but Hollywood makes up face, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
A little poke here, a little poke there. Everybody would look wonderful. But the movie that I got to say, I am a Jurassic Park fan. I love all of them. Some of them weren't as good as some of the other ones, towards the end especially. But Jurassic World Rebirth, phenomenal. I love this movie because I went in disappointed thinking it was going to be so bad. It's going to be like the last two that they had, that no good storyline, is going to be bad acting, and, you know, it's past its point of, you know. But honestly, this movie is reborn. This was a great takeoff for the rebirth. And the people I was with, we all jumped out of our seats. And I never jump out of horror films anymore. And this thing made me jump out of my seat 2 or 3 times. It was really, really good. If you like dinosaurs and everything, it's exceptional. Some weird dinosaurs. But that's because they go to a new island. And I won't tell you everything. But I gave it 4 out of 4 paws. I highly recommend going to see it. So go check it out. Jurassic World Rebirth. And as for animals, They're all over in this movie. Everywhere. So, but go check it out. You're going to love it. So, once again, you can read my reviews on all my films, either at on Facebook, at Talkin' Pets Radio, or you can go and read every single one at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talkin'. Just click on movie reviews when you get to the website, and it will take you to all of the screenings. So I highly recommend check it out. 818-818-6401. That is the number to give us a call. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
When we come back, we got a story from Miss Jasmine. So don't go away. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A South Carolina man is behind bars and denied bail after threatening to shoot his three young children and fatally shooting their dog. According to sources, 30-year-old Chavez Rhodes is facing multiple charges for the deadly incident that took place earlier this week. On Tuesday, the North Charleston Police Department issued a release about Rhodes, writing, "A 30-year-old Goose Creek resident, Rhodes, was taken into custody early Tuesday morning following an incident where he allegedly threatened his family at gunpoint and killed their dog. The incident occurred just after 12:30 a.m. at an apartment complex located on Dorchester Road. According to reports, Rhodes entered the apartment through an unlocked door and made threats toward his family. At some point, he allegedly killed the dog before fleeing the scene. On Tuesday morning, a judge denied bond for Rhodes, charges of burglary, kidnapping, domestic violence. A bond of $360,000 was set for the remaining animal cruelty, weapons, and unlawful conduct charges. As reported by Law and Crime, one of Rhodes' kids told the authorities that their dad said, "All of you are going to die tonight." After walking into the apartment through an unlocked door, when the family dog, a Chihuahua named Logan, barked at the man, he shot and killed him. Rhodes made the kids go into a closet where one child was able to call for help. The children's mother returned to the apartment after learning about the terrifying situation. Rhodes ran and jumped off a balcony. He was eventually apprehended by the police and booked into County Detention Center. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit us at talkinpets.com for more news. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Oh! Oh, what?
I mean, usually when I start crazy to open my mouth like that, my cat usually puts her paw on my mouth.
She shushes you.
She's like,
shh. She doesn't like when you say,
I'm the captain now.
She's like, you're crazy.
You love me as long you want me.
There's a lot of crazy people out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house. In about 10 minutes, we have an interview coming up with Melanie Johnson. She's the senior manager of PETA's Animals and Entertainment Division. And she's going to be talking about Corky the Orca and SeaWorld and a couple other topics as well. So that's Melanie Johnson from PETA's Animals in Entertainment Division. So stay tuned for that. 818-818-6401 is the number to call if you've got a training question or a behavior question. And then, like I said, in 10 minutes, we'll be talking with Melanie Johnson. So many stories that I hear where people abuse animals,
mm-hmm.
they go to jail, or they get a huge stiff fine. They're told that they can't have animals, but it's almost like nobody does the rechecking.
They don't follow through.
Right.
Well, because how do you prevent... Okay, so even if their name is in a database, right, they can't adopt from a shelter. Okay, well, that doesn't keep them from buying one or getting one for free from a person online or something like that. You know what I mean? So there's not really...
But, you know, for instance, I've had a couple of calls mm-hmm. from the police, and sometimes it's a recording, sometimes it's not, but it says I forget what the exact word is, but the pedophile or, you know, whatever,
yeah.
is moved into your area, and we are obligated to let you know within 200 yards or whatever of your home.
Yeah.
So I do get those calls. Why
yeah.
couldn't calls go out like that on people that are animal abusers so that people are aware that there's an animal abuser in their neighborhood, for
maybe
one.
We should petition for that.
And two, This way they're aware to keep their animals away, or if they see that this guy has a pet or a woman, whatever, that basically they can report it, because I don't think a lot of people follow up on it.
And, you know, remember, we've talked about this multiple times with the psychology behind, like, somebody that's abusive to animals. Nine times out of ten, they are not kind to other humans either. So I feel like it would be beneficial to have some sort of database like that where, you know, we can immediately...
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of people don't understand that. And I got into that path with Joan Van Ark from Knots Landing. Do you remember that show way back when? Matter of fact, I just found her phone number. I'm going through cleaning stuff and cleaning stuff out. And there's her phone number many years later. But she was the one that got me onto the thing and started teaching me in a way, you might say, or we discussed where Son of Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, they were all animal abusers before they became people abusers. So what you just said is the perfect answer to why people need to be aware that there's an animal abuser in their area.
Yes.
And the thing is, too, if they knew, the animal abuser knew, that there was a phone call going out from the police letting all the neighbors know that that person is an animal abuser, I think you might see less animal abusers as well. That it won't even go to the step that all of a sudden they're bored with animals and then they start going towards humans.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a big... You know, that would be a big campaign, a good campaign to actually go through. I mean, how difficult is it for the police to put it?
It's not, but it's something that, you know, we probably should just push for.
That might be, yeah, that might be something to definitely push for. And maybe that's what we'll have to do, because it just seems it makes a lot of sense. You know, earlier, I had previously talked about the Trap and Release program, and then I talked about the one program that I'm working with here. It's called St. Francis. Thank you. St. Francis Animal Rescue. That's my old age kicking in. and it's a great organization, but I think where people, and I even told the ladies, Connie, you know, Penny and Suzanne, I told them that a lot of people don't like the program. But you really got to look at what the program is all about. It makes sense to actually partake in it.
Right.
And if you're worried about the cats getting, like, killed or anything like that, you should be more worried about them if they're intact than if they're spayed or neutered. And the trap and release, that's what it's all about. They spay, they neuter them, and then
they
let them back out.
Do they also vaccinate them, though?
The kittens are vaccinated.
Do they check, like, when they trap them?
They are vaccinated for rabies.
Do they check them for, what's it? FIV?
Oh, FIV? Yes.
Yeah, they do?
They were checked for that as
okay,
well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so it's amazing what that organizations do like that.
That's
they
awesome.
Need funding, so look up St. Francis Animal Rescue. You can help them out. You know, I'm trying to do with the efforts that I could do, but I put it out there for anybody in your area, no matter where you live. If somebody is doing a trap and release program, you know most of the times they are doing it from their heart, and they don't have the pocket to support it. So if you can help support that, please, please do. Needs to happen. But once again, if you see anything going wrong with animals, someone's abusing an animal, don't hesitate to call the law. Once again, 818-818-6401 is our number. Coming up, Melanie Johnson, Senior Manager of PETA's Animals in Entertainment Division. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. And Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe
it. He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. There's another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage... They go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. Ah, she does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And every day that goes by, I still love her and miss her dearly. Betty White was a good friend to not only me, but so many people out there. Don't forget, check out our website at talkinpets.com, and you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Coming up, Melanie Johnson, Senior Manager of PETA's Animals and Entertainment Division. This is Talking Pets. And welcome back to Talking Pets. Right now I want to introduce Melanie Johnson. She's the Senior Manager of PETA's Animals and Entertainment Division. In this role, she leads campaigns against animal exploiting enterprises such as SeaWorld, the Iditarod Dog Sled Race, and circuses that use animals. Her victories include ending SeaWorld's practice of allowing trainers to stand on dolphins' backs in cruel circus-style shows, persuading ExxonMobil to drop its Iditarod sponsorship, and convincing Universal Circus to go animal-free. So if you're planning a vacation, Melanie and PETA are going to share some tips for travelers on how they can see marine animals this summer in a humane way. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us here on Talking Pets.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to ask you, tell us a little bit more about what happens to animals that are like at SeaWorld or other parks or recreational areas that people see marine life?
Thanks a lot for asking. Summer is a busy time for travel, so it's a good time to talk about why people should never go to SeaWorld. At SeaWorld facilities across the country, more than 40 orcas, over 500 other dolphins and whales, and countless other animals have died, many prematurely. Just last week, an 11-year-old orca named Camilla died at SeaWorld San Antonio, making her the 45th orca to die on the company's watch.
You know, I'm curious, why do you think that is? Is it just because they're in captivity? You know, because whales, to my understanding, they can travel pretty far in a day, right?
Right. Orcas can swim up to 150 miles in a single day. But in SeaWorld, they're crammed into these barren concrete tanks where they can't do anything but swim in endless circles. So the chronic stress of this extreme captivity certainly takes a toll on animals. Almost all of the orcas at SeaWorld have died young from causes like bacterial infections and fractured skulls. And if Camilla were in the ocean, her rightful home, she could have lived for decades more, as female orcas can live to be 80 in the ocean.
Wow. And do you by chance know how much they weigh? Because they are extremely large creatures.
I know they weigh several tons. It varies. You know, some orcas are bigger than the others, but at SeaWorld, they're crammed into these small tanks where all they can do is float at the top of the water, swim in endless circles. They would have to swim like their tank several thousand times to get the mileage that they would swim in the ocean.
Melanie Johnson, tell us, who exactly is Corky the orca?
Corky has quite a story, so let me fill you in on her background. Corky is one of the orcas imprisoned at SeaWorld. She's in San Diego. She's the longest held captive orca in the world, having been in captivity for more than 55 years.
Wow.
When she was only 4 years old in 1969, she was violently torn away from her family and ocean home off the coast of British Columbia. And that's when she was sold into captivity, where she was used for years as a breeding machine before being purchased by SeaWorld. Orcas are devoted mothers who grieve the loss of calves deeply, but none of her seven babies survived longer than 47 days.
You know, it's amazing because on my show on Talking Pets, we talk about puppy mills, for instance, where puppies are like, it's like a factory. They're just, the mothers are bred constantly and puppies are sent out. So it's kind of like the same story for people, but on such a bigger level because Corky is so huge and she's basically a breeding machine. So what is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, what are you guys doing to help Corky's situation?
PETA's pushing SeaWorld to allow Corky to spend the rest of her life in a seaside sanctuary, which is a safe ocean cove where she could dive deep, swim far, and feel the ocean's currents, all while still receiving the care that she needs. And a team of experts is actually already preparing such a sanctuary for her that would be in her home waters. And there, she could possibly even communicate with her brother and sister, who still swim freely in the area.
So are there, like, cruelty-free ways for people to include marine animals in their travel plans this summer?
That's a great question. Children have a natural love for animals, so they would never want to visit SeaWorld if they knew how much animals suffer there. The good news is that travelers can see animals from a respectful distance in their natural habitats. For example, if you're a host, you may be able to see dolphins swimming at the beach. You could go on a hike, visit a park or a nature preserve, go bird watching, and all of these activities would allow you to see animals without intruding on or hurting them.
You know, it's interesting, in this modern age of AI and all, you would think that there can be a creation at some of these parks and all to, like, holograms or something of that aspect, where you're actually walking in the depths of the ocean and you see these orcas or whatever else, dolphins, whatever it may be, but all pertaining to education and maybe a hologram rather than having such large creatures in such small tanks.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, holograms have been used in circuses to make them animal-free. There's a circus in Germany that uses holographic animals so they don't exploit real animals. There's also animatronic dolphins. There's a company that makes these robotic dolphins that look, feel, and act just like real dolphins. And SeaWorld could use this technology to replace the cruel animal acts that it currently has.
Yeah, when you look at the full picture, I think the average person is ethically thinking to help the animals, but it seems where ethics kind of go out the door sometimes when it involves actually increasing your pocket, you might say. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's our responsibility to help these animals. And we can do that by never buying a ticket to SeaWorld or any other marine park. Because if SeaWorld isn't making money, they're not going to be allowed to stay open. And then, you know, they won't be used anymore. And animals won't be suffering there anymore.
Well, there have been some, through the help of PETA and other organizations, there have been groups and entertainment groups that have backed off using animals because of the practices that you guys do, and they're very successful just using humans and so on and so forth to do the entertainment. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. One example, probably the most well-known example, is Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They shut down after using elephants and other animals in their circus for over 100 years, and then they came back just a couple years ago without any animal acts. So they rely exclusively on willing human performers, and they even have a robotic dog that children seem to love.
You know, I think as human beings and the higher on the food chain, as we so speak, you think we would learn from our mistakes and also put ourselves in those predicaments or situations that would we like to spend our rest of our lives in a pool all the time? I don't think so.
That's a great point. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, these far-ranging animals are being confined to basically what is them like a bathtub for us.
So what can our listeners here on Talkin' Pets, what could we do to help marine animals across the country and across the world?
There are many things people can do to help these animals. First of all, never visit SeaWorld or any other marine park. People can go to PETA.org to urge SeaWorld to release Corky and the other dolphins and whales it confines to seaside sanctuaries. And they can watch and encourage others to watch the critically acclaimed documentary Blackfish, which gives a behind-the-scenes look at the lives of animals at SeaWorld.
And again, that website, Melanie Johnson?
It's PETA.org.
So PETA.org. People can visit that for more information and to make a change in the world out there. If you care that much about animals, please visit that website, PETA.org, and make a change. Melanie Johnson, Senior Manager of PETA's Animals and Entertainment Division. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care. And have a good summer.
Thanks, you too.
And that was Melanie Johnson, Senior Manager of PETA's Animals in the Entertainment Division. By the way, I do have to say that SeaWorld does a lot of good towards the animals in the marine world, but it doesn't make up for the fact of keeping orcas in such small pools. Anyway, how do you feel about it? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. We belong to the sea.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cat to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
On June 29th, people walking through the parking lot of the Taco Bell in San Anello, California, were met with a grim sight. Dozens of badly neglected cats were crammed inside of a U-Haul vehicle, suffering in the heat. Deputies were dispatched to the parking lot and found 106 extremely unhealthy cats and 28 dead cats inside the vehicle, which had no food or water present. The woman who owns the cats, 69-year-old Jeannie Maxson of Long Beach, is a cat breeder who sells Himalayan Persian cats for thousands of dollars through her various accounts and online pet classified ads. People visiting Maxson's Instagram account have noted that the kittens do not look healthy and some have suggested inbreeding. Please visit animalvictory.org to sign a petition against this woman for the grim discovery of the death and inbreeding of those Himalayan Persian cats being kept in inhumane conditions with no food or water, sold for thousands. Join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio and visit TalkingPets.com for more news. I'm Devin Leach.
You know, I love this song. I'm a big Billie Eilish fan. If you're listening, Billie, call us. But I do love this song. And it's even cute as a cat song.
Yes.
So we're going to go out to Michael in Coos Bay. And by the way, Michael, Melanie Johnson is the senior manager of PETA's Animals in Entertainment Division. In this role, she leads campaigns against animal exploiting enterprises such as SeaWorld, the Iditarod Dog Sled Race, and circuses that use animals. Her victories include ending SeaWorld's practice of allowing trainers to stand on dolphins' backs in cruel circus-style shows, persuading ExxonMobil to drop its Iditarod sponsorship, and convincing Universal, that's S-O-U-L, circus, to go animal-free. And I know you had a comment on the interview. Michael? Oh, I guess he didn't want to go on the air, but he did make a statement that the interview mentioned SeaWorld being problematic. Does that also apply to the Iditarod race in Alaska, and why wasn't that mentioned? Well, that part of it was mentioned at the beginning of the interview, but then also the fact is that's one thing that PETA does is they try to go after the organizations to cease animal abuse, but if they can't do that, like any business out there, they usually go after who is sponsoring the events, a.k.a. The Iditarod Sled Dog Race, which has had its horror over the last year, where one of the guys went in and, I believe, shot several of his father's Iditarod dogs. Not really sure why that happened. Also, a dog was shot during the race as well. It's had its horror stories as well. And, the big thing, looking at the big picture, and I think that in this world, it's a crazy world we live in right now, in more ways than one. And it may sound simple. It may sound cliche. It may sound stupid to some people, but I don't care how I sound when I say it. This world needs more love and less hate. There is so much hate out in the world right now. And it's not only in the human world, it's also in the animal world. Thankfully, I don't mean this in what happened in New Orleans, but when the floods hit New Orleans that time, thankfully the government made rules and there were new laws put out that the animals that were with these people were allowed to be rescued with the people. Because during the New Orleans floods, those animals were all left behind, and the rescuers were told they can't take animals. So meanwhile, and if you listen to the show back then when all this happened, there was a cop in one of the precincts, actually, in that was going around and shooting the dogs and using the excuse that they were wild and trying to bite people.
Oh my God.
There were no dogs trying to bite people. There were dogs that were hungry and they were looking for food. And this guy was going around and shooting the animals. So representation by humans, we need to step up and care about the planet we live in, care about the people that live next to us, all around us, and care about the animals that are part of our lives. And even if they're not part of our lives, if they're in the wild, why do you think there's so many less tigers? Why do you think the rhinos, the white rhinos, are disappearing or gone, basically? You know, except for what ones are kept at the zoo. Because and a lot of times with the AZA, that's why these animals are kept at zoos. Are they looked at by people? Yes. But are they out there to entertain? No. And if they are, they shouldn't be. But some of those animals, like tigers, are kept in zoos or organizations because there's like 2,000 of them left. And then when you got certain organizations, I'll leave it at that, political wise, that look at the Endangered Species Act and say these animals don't need protection, that's when we lose the animals. That's when these animals become dinosaurs. That's when they become extinct. And that's where we need to make a change. And I don't know, you know, in my heart, why anybody would have a problem in understanding that or believing it. And there are things that PETA does that I think are a little bizarre or, you know, whatever, but I, hands down, I got to give them credit. They work hard, at trying to make life better for animals. And you have to appreciate that if you're an animal lover.
Yes.
So, you know, if you can support them, please do. And you know what? I don't know if you know Madonna, but Madonna once said, bad publicity is good as well as good publicity or advertising for her. And she makes a statement, the same thing. PETA sometimes goes a little wild. They go a little crazy with some of the ads. People say it all the time. But they get the word out there. And they get people talking about it.
Yep.
And that's where they make a difference. So I hope I answered a little more of that question, Michael. And I got to say, Michael, thank you in Coos Bay for calling on that. That meant a lot. So spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm on the TNR thing. So if you can trap and release cats in the wild that are out there in your yard, that is awesome. Because the animals will be re-released in your area. At least they can't procreate. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.